Hi, Dunaway. My name is Addison Eglinton. Today I'm here with Mr. Svek, and we have two other people with us.
Hi, my name is Jasmine Avila.
Hi, my name is Aaliyah Brooks.
Today we will be interviewing Mr. Svek. So, Mr. Svek, why did you become the Dean of Students? Any particular reason?
So the position opened once before, and I was really happy as a fifth grade teacher over at Willamette Elementary. I taught there since 2001. When the position came open, I was very interested in moving over and doing something different. My dad was a teacher for 37 years, and he encouraged me to shake things up through my career so it doesn't become, so you get a different experience.
Yeah, okay. I understand that. What is something you like about your job that just makes you all jolly and happy?
Actually, every job that I've had, it's always been about the kids. That's what makes me happy. I enjoy working with young people. You all have a lot of energy. And it's fun to try to figure out ways to help people. So in middle school has been a big difference, especially like trying to figure out a lot of your language
that you use. Yeah. Everything is changing now.
Yes.
Abbreviations, everything.
Do you find like the most like satisfaction out of your job, like when you see us all grown up, like at the end of middle school, like just being with us throughout our careers?
So the biggest there are a lot of different points that have big satisfaction. Immediate ones are when, and if you talk to a teacher, they'll talk about the light bulb moment when a kid understands something, when they've been working on something really hard, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, I get it. And they just, their face lights up. That's a really awesome moment. But then seeing a kid in the community years later and they're successful and they're doing all the things, yeah, that's awesome.
So how would you describe yourself when you were a middle schooler? Was anything like you are now, or was anything different?
So was anything different like as far as the world goes or as far as I go?
Attitude,
oh, man.
Anything
yeah,
like that.
Definitely different.
Definitely.
Yeah, there were a lot of things during my middle school years that were different for me. Family life was different. I have one brother and four sisters.
Oh,
so six of us all together.
A lot of siblings, a lot.
Yes.
Wow.
So and I was the second oldest. So trying to set a good example, but that didn't always happen.
Yeah. So, have you ever had anything, just a student or a teacher, have you ever seen anything in common with them, like things you do outside of school or things just in school that you have in common?
So, I have a lot of different things in common with my colleagues, for sure, and then also students. And I would write dialogue journals to my students when I was doing elementary school. And so, in the conversations that we would have, I often found commonalities, things that we both appreciated, and so we'd write back and forth about that. Maybe it was camping or fishing, or it might have been even writing, or just maybe some things that were going on in family life.
I think it's pretty clear that like none of us have life figured out. So is there anything about like middle school that you think us students and you teachers like want more clarification or are confused about? This isn't really like, you don't have to have an answer, just put a question out there.
Yeah. I don't think anyone has life figured out. Anyone who tells you that they have life figured out, they're not telling you the truth. I think it's appropriate for us to, as adults, admit that. And I think sometimes feel like we have to have all of the answers, but it's not a possibility. And one of the things that is really important for middle school students and everybody is just be true to yourself and make sure that the things that you do in the end, you feel really proud about what it is that you've done. I often talk about my grandmother, and if anyone who knows me, I'm pointing at the people here in the studio with the crooked finger, because my grandma would point like that.
Oh.
And she would always have really great advice. And so even though she's been gone out of my life physically since 2003.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. She still sits on my shoulder and guides a lot of the decisions that I make, because I always want to make her proud in whatever I do.
Well, one more question. Have you ever seen somebody at Dunaway do like the funniest thing ever? Maybe slip on something?
It's funny you should mention slipping on something, because just today as they're getting ready, we're getting ready to do announcements. I was tripping over some cups on the floor, and then an orange dropped and it got stepped on, and somebody happened to slip on that. I can't remember who that might have been. I don't want to call anybody out. But
well, thank you, all of Dunaway students and even the teachers who listen to this podcast. Thank you, Mr. Svek, for your time.
I appreciate it. Thanks for asking me the questions. Have a great day.